who knows your dreams, knows you better than your closest friend. He reads your unhampered mind, your questing heart, your quickening pulse. For he's your companion on the mystic journey through the unknown borderlands of life, and in all its hidden meaning, holds you close. He reads the longings in your heart, and he is with you now, as always. There's no subject under the sun more controversial than the subject of a woman's hat. Ever since the dawn of time, when Eve no doubt strutted about the Garden of Eden with a bunch of grapes and a wild rose or two tucked in her flowing locks, the poor males of the species have been in turn bewildered, amazed, amused, and confounded by the ingenious creations that have graced the fair lady's head. In this more analytical day and age in which we live, perhaps Adam would be relieved to know that psychologists attribute the flaunting of headgear to a hidden desire for admiration, or to a defiant desire for expression in the more timid souls. Whatever it's due to, the fact remains, a woman's hat can sometimes be out of this world, as far as friend hubby's concerned. Consider his consternation when his wife comes home with a highly ornamented superstructure gracing her hairdo, and with no apologies to the milliners. His comments might well go like this. "You have such a harmless face, my dear. Two eyes and a nose and all of that. Your hair is as lustrous as hair can be. But where in the world did you get that hat? You've always been neat. No complaint on that score. But you've never done much with your vegetable garden, so why at this date should you start to wear it? And you are wearing it, dear, if you'll beg my pardon. For I very clearly detect a carrot or two snuggling down amid that miscellaneous bed. The common turnip is there, bunched near a radish. Oh, a marvelous thing to behold on your head. And then suddenly, wonder of wonders, but revealing your lack of horticultural lore, up sprouts a rose from the very same seedlings, a combination unknown in even Burbank's store. Well, one could forgive the grafting of vegetables if it weren't for that ribbon of off-color pink which shoots up like antenna before a drumstick world. No, I'm a fair man. But what do you think? You like it? Well, dear, I admire your defiance. I've always deferred to a spirit like that. Pioneers' wives probably come from the same stock as yours. And if you're worth your salt, you'll wear that hat. Yes, no matter how we may throw up our hands in despair over the latest fashions and hats, perhaps the psychologists are right after all. Perhaps a woman's hat is very important in her scheme of things. For isn't it true that there's a beautiful hat in every woman, and a strange hat, and a wild one? There's a bit of a pixie in her soul, a pirate, a child, a bit of a flirt, a tease, a gypsy. No matter how mild, there's a beautiful hat in each woman. You see her in cotton? Yes, of course, and cotton is good for the kitchen, the stove. You see her in gingham, and gingham is fine for shopping, for washing, for everyday clothes. But in her heart, and she can't deny it, there's something akin to the elfin, the dryad. She may be a matron, but no matter how meek, there's a beautiful hat in her soul. There's a little hunger in a woman's big heart, though she may have a whole family to feed it, a longing for the carefree girl that she was, or for a romance that died a long time past. So let her give vent to these unexpressed yearnings. Bring out the sprite lurking long. She's been a good woman. She's worked hard at her job. Let her be carried along. How do you know what she sees in a hat? Let it be as mad as her heart desires. Let it be swathed in swirling veils or a sweeping bird's wing or flowers. She has a sensible hat in her wardrobe, you know, for the store, and a smart hat with clerical leanings for church. Her club hat is simple, with low crown and snap brim. There must be one hat with no shred of meaning, for that's the hat that will banish her discontent, the hat which will sing her out of despair, the hat which will say, "You're not old, you're not fat, you're intriguing and devilishly fair." Perhaps to you now, that hat is out of tune with the town, either too large or too small. Perhaps you think it belongs to New York salons or to an elegant colonial hall. But that's why the lady wears it, good man. So act neither hasty nor grim when she slips it snugly and pertly over her eye. Main Street moves out, and Fifth Avenue moves quietly in. Besides, you will notice her smile's more seductive, her manner buoyant in a secretive way, in addition to which, your dinners are better, at least, for a week from the day. Yes, there's a beautiful hat in every woman, and a strange hat, and a wild one. There's a bit of a pixie in her soul, a pirate, a child, a bit of a flirt, a tease, a gypsy. No matter how mild, there's a beautiful hat in every woman. So by all means, let her buy one. Yes, buy your gay hat, madam, by all means. For isn't it true, food nourishes the body, but once in a while, when life seems particularly drab, there's nothing like a crazy hat to nourish the soul. Young again. It's the only way. Youth is like a window if you just reach up your hand, turn the skylight sideways, and there you have the stars. Many, many seas of them, like glittering specks of sand. Be young enough to play side by side judgment and belief, common sense and exaltation, discipline and love. Grow wings back on your spirit by infusing weariness with youth, and see the skylight open to the whole great sky above. Now, until the next time we meet, this is your Dreamweaver saying goodbye and reminding you, old age is not a hardening of the arteries, it's a hardening of opinions, while eternal youth is flexibility and a willingness to understand.